I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last Thursday night up at Douglas High School in Parkland, great game, great high school atmosphere. Douglas on the last play of the game. Last play of the game, stay undefeated against rival Monarch. And that program, everybody knows everything that's gone on there over the year, last year and a half. And certainly Quentin Short has stayed there, and he's done an awesome job taking over a program that is really on the upswing and undefeated as they head into this week's game. And he is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach Short, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, Larry, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing great. What an atmosphere last week. High school football the way it should be, a Thursday night. Game came down to the last play, a field goal that was botched, and you guys pick it up and throw a touchdown to win the game. Talk about that. I mean, if you couldn't have written a better script, I don't know who could have. I mean, a packed house, standing room only on your side, a lot of people watching a game that was pretty much the only game in town last week. Well, what was that like for you and for the team and for the administration to have something like that on the campus?
Yeah, it was great, man. Like you said, a great atmosphere, unbelievable game, back and forth the whole way. And you know, we snap it and kick it, and then they call timeout, and you know, and then they call another timeout, and then we snap it again. Like you said, we botched the snap, and you know, we made a play, and you know, fortunate enough to come away with a victory, and just you know, what a celebration, and just you know, those kids just enjoyed every bit of it, and it was awesome.
Kind of poetic justice for this program, for this school, for this community that's gone to hell and back since the 14th of 2018. It's been a lot. I mean, there's a lot of consoling, a lot of memories and things. I mean, and this team has stayed together. And, you know, talking, you know, to Gage Gaynor and some of the other guys, this is the reason why you guys are undefeated and where you're at, because this team bought in. The coaching staff has come. Everybody has become closer and closer through this. Talk about that, because I think not enough of that is made, how everybody has stayed together and how everybody has fought this together, and rightfully so, to be undefeated at this point.
Yeah, you know, last year, you know, it was tough. You know, there was no playbook on, you know, how we had to handle things and the different emotions of, you know, everybody went through. And then, you know, this summer, you know, it just kind of seemed like it got back to more about football, and you know, some of their, you know, minds were taken off of some of the things we dealt with. And you know, like you said, we really pushed accountability and brotherhood, and these guys, these core seniors we've had that have been here, like you said, have really bought in, and they've really stepped up and led this team in the right direction. And you know, just so proud of where we're at and where we've come from, and you know, everything we've been through, just to keep fighting and staying together. And you know, that's it's really good to see from this group, because you know, they went through a lot of problems last year and a lot of tough times, and they've just kind of taken that and trying to, you know, put a positive on it. And I think, you know, Ryan Belk said it best at a media day. You know, they're not going to let that event define who they are. You know, and they want something to come out of this better than what they've been through.
And also, as we're speaking with Coach Quentin Short, the head coach at Douglas High School, also the kids. I mean, they've rallied around one another. Your offensive line is just outstanding, and you're putting kids in a position to go both ways, so they're in shape. You know, especially the other night was a kind of a humid night, and Monarch obviously is a team on the growth too. And you guys have an opportunity to do something that doesn't happen very often at that school: win a district football title this year. I know it's a long way off, but certainly you're off to a great start. What is it going to take for this team to finish things off here in 2019?
And just, we talked about it all week, just, you know, staying humble, keep doing the things that you know, we've done to get us at this point right now. But you know, these first three you know, even though we've won them, they don't really mean anything. You know, the season starts Friday, the district opener against our rival. You know, it's the Pig Bowl.
Yep.
You know, and we got to be focused. And, you know, these games coming up, they're, you know, it's win or go home.
Right.
So, you know, that's what we've really just been talking about, just staying focused and you know, not listening to the outside noise and just make sure we do what we got to do.
And I know last year, too, and when I saw you up at UCF, not this past summer, but last summer, and you brought a group of kids that were hardworking and guys who bought into the system, and it hasn't stopped. And I bring up Gage Gaynor because here's a kid who obviously, as I mentioned in a little bio I wrote on him yesterday, I mean, he had his opportunities to leave. He had and rightfully so. He's a tremendously talented young man, but he wanted to finish this out. He wanted to make sure that his school that he began and he watched his cousin and watched so many people come through that is back in the spotlight, and they are. Talk about that, because I think that's important too, because you have talented kids and you've always had talented kids, and certainly you know how the landscape is of high school football. I mean, everybody's trying to get one another's kids, and your kids have stayed that course and they've used all the adversity as a rallying point.
Yeah, I mean it's huge, you know, especially you know, for Gage to stay here and you know, he's a team captain, you know, he does everything he's supposed to do on and off the field, as do a lot of these guys we got. You know, they've decided to stay and they want to you know, make this senior year their legacy and leave a legacy for the you know, the guys coming up to you know, to admire and try to get to as well. But you know, just can't speak enough about this core group of seniors we have that has stuck it out and are really leading this football team right now.
Good stuff. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. Congratulations on a great start. Go finish it off. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Have a good night.
Good stuff. You too. Quentin Short, head coach at Douglas, played a great football game the other night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.